We're up to Perek Ches Mishnah Tes. We're in the middle. We're up to, towards the end of Mishnah Tes. Hanitzak v'yakatafes v'mashkut feich ein chibur is not a chibur. Let's see. Loy latum lotaru hashboyren chibur latum lotaru. Now, what does all this mean? Hanitzak. What does it mean? Hanitzak means that v'yakiluach tzinoch abav malamala bezkifel koimit. You're pouring liquid. You have a container and you're pouring liquid. So there's a continuous flow of liquid that is in air. Okay, there's a flow of liquid. You have a pitcher, and you're pouring a pitcher. On the bottom is tumah. On the, we'll see in a moment. So kotaf reis means it's not in air; it's on a slope. That was the case of this thing over here, and that was the case of a kotaf reis. There's a flow of liquid. There's a flow of liquid along a utensil.
Kotaf reis means a flow.
A flow of liquid that is sloping down at
no,
a. Okay, and then we have over here, the third thing is a mashka tefeach. Just means you have two bodies of water, and it's connected by moisture. You have a puddle here, and in the middle there's something that's not a puddle. It's just wet. It's wet. It's moist. So what is the halacha? So this is over here the halacha that it's not called the chibur lo lutum lo latara. Now what is lutum lo latara? So it explains. There's a slope. It's not in midair. It is not suspended in midair. It's flowing along an incline, along an area. What is that? And you don't have tefech al tefech. She'ein boy kol kach mashke. She'ein boy kol kach mashke. Okay, and there's not so much mashke. She'im tefutach b'miyodul ala. If you touch it, if you wet your hand, ala b'mashke sheyuchal lehatpiach davar acher. It does not have enough liquid. She'ein boy kol kach mashke she'mitefach b'miyodul ala b'mashke yedshuch latiach davar acher. If I touch this, I'm not able to make this wet. There's not enough liquid here. When I touch this moisture, I get wet. It gets wet. I feel the moisture. But I do not have enough moisture on my hand in order to make this wet. So it's moist, but it's not moist enough to make something else moist. Three different examples of moisture. A flow in mid-air, a flow that's flowing down a slope, and then a moisture on a surface that connecting two bodies of water. So here come the key words. I think this is a very big use of this mission. I think it's quoted in the Daf Yomi very often. You're a Daf Yomi man, right?
Go ahead.
You won last night?
Yeah.
It's good? Sussman?
Very prepared, four times.
Unbelievable, huh?
Yeah.
He's a star.
He's a star.
Einai chibur, loy la toma. What does it mean, tzachim l'tomo? She'im, mashkim telushim hein. If the water is detached, v'nog ha'tomei b'tachtoin. Okay, so the mashkim is detached. Mashkim telushim, what do you mean telushim? And mashkim tulushim and vinoga time betachtoin ho elyon tohor. B'chein linyin mashke tefeach v'afilu mokem cholok. In mashkim mikano mashke tefeach be'emtsan noga tome b'mashke tefeach. Mashkim shem mikano mikan tohorim. V'yaf al pishem chubonim lo, you know it's mchubonim lo. So basically, but he's saying over here is that if you have on the bottom tatumo, ein echibul ishem, make pictures for this. Ein echibul ishem, mishim, mashkim telushim. What do you mean telushim hein? Benoga tome betachto, ein elyon tor. What do you mean telushim? Let's go to the videotape. Let's go to the videotape. Taharos, Peretes. Oh, my God. Okay, what does it mean over here? Solution him. Peretes. Peretes. No, Perek Zayin. Perek Ches.
Wow, I'm Rabbi Akiva. I'm so tired.
Water that's flowing from one utensil to another utensil. Midroin. Yeah?
Yeah. This one.
Okay, umashke tefech, kloy mashe, ene ele tefech, vloy tefech amnasat tefech, shiyani yenegetz be omnam nit nir tefes. If you touch it, your hand gets moist. Avloy kidei shetucha lahartim davarach, but not moist enough in order to wetten, you know, the surface. Kolelu, all of these halachos are, Einan chibur lo l'tum lo l'tum. According to Ibn Noga, Tomei b'chelik ha-tachtoi, okay, here he's elaborating very nicely. If a Tomei touches the lower portion, shalanit zoik oi ha-katafrei, shalanit mochelko oi ha-elyoin. V'chein lin, mashka tefech, afilu b'mokam yoshak. Yigoyin shoyu mashka tefech b'eminayim, v'nogat b'mashka tefech ha-mashkim, shemishneit stodim, b'torim, apapishesh, shemicholam loi. Okay, so that's very simple so far. So you have two bodies of liquid. Here is the low portion. And here is the upper portion, and there's a flow going from here to here, and a person whose tummy touches this portion, he touches the lower portion, I touch this, so I've contaminated this water, and there's a direct connection going to the upper water through this continuous flow of water, or it's on a slope like this, and it's sloping up over here. Or it's two bodies of water and his mashka tefech b'nehem, I touch it, nothing happens. The koich of my tumah does not spread to the higher surface. It's like gravity.
Good.
The laws of tumah operate with the laws of gravity. Okay, so if you touch the low portion, it will not spread to the upper portion, not if it's in free fall, not if it's on a midroin, and not in a situation where it's tefech amanasa, where it's mashka tefech in the center. But, however, there's an exception. The exception in the little taro, and it goes vayit, also it's not going to work little taro, let's go vayit, and then we have little taro. Another example. Let's have a mikveh she'in boyar boim sa. We have a mikveh that does not have 47 nitzak shal ketarpei so mashka tefech mechaber l'mikveh kosher. So we have a mikveh that does not have the requisite shiur, but there is a free flow to more water that wouldn't. If we would combine it with this, if we would combine this flow with the water l'mala, then we would have a 40 sa of mikveh water. Got it. Mikvah, but there are two mikvahs. There's a mikvah here and a mikvah here. Each mikvah does not have the requisite shiur, but there is a free flow going from the top to the bottom. So maybe through the tnitik we can combine the two bodies of water to make a kosher mikvah with the requisite shiur of 40 sa. No, it does not combine. Mikvah, shemai baram sa v'nitik shashol katar for semashot v'ech mechaber l'magim l'kosher enechi below to enechi v'atub mikvah achaser. If you toivel in the low mikvah, also like tefillah. I got another example. I got the makel, the stick. The stick that we learned Shoshanin the Bereish, Shaloi Nitar Behashoka Achayit Bolas Kul. If you have a stick and it's wet, there's liquid that's wet on the top of the stick, and you dip part of the stick into the mikvah, the part of the water that's on the top of the stick is not going to be tar. Just because it's connected to the water, it's not going to become tar. Good? Is that good?
Excellent.
That was the gra. Yesh mefarshim shapsik v'makadosh v'mashkot tefech in pirush shnei devarim el dodo v'rechon. It's not two different. So some say no. But this statement katarfes v'mashkot tefech is not a different statement. It's one statement. V'hainu katarfes sheyesh olav mashkot tefech. U'boham b'shulamdenu sheim nishbichu mayim b'midroin b'mokam gevor l'mokam namoch v'nishar b'midroin mashkot tefech. It's one case when it's on a slant. It's on an incline. It has to be that after you finish, after it flows, it's going to be on the midrash and mashka tefech. Ein lechibur to esam sham lamato lulatim lulatar. It's one example. I don't know why. What about the hashboyim? Hashboyren? What's the hashboyren? Hamayim hamuchnasim b'makom amok. If water that's collected in makom amok, chibur lulatim lulatar. Shem nitmu kitzasam nitmu kula v'neschabu kitzasam lemikva tar. What? What does that mean? Hamayim hamichunasim b'makom amok. Water that's collected in a deep place. Chibul to mutarah shem nitmu kitzasam nitmu kulam v'im nischabu kitzasam mikva tar kulam. What does that mean? Binyan shnini doesn't explain this. This doesn't explain this part of the Mishnah. Then he goes back to the katafres. But that we understand. But what is this movie? Mamayim hamichunasim b'makom amok in a deep place. Chibul to mutarah shem nitmu kitzasam nitmu kulam v'im nischabu kitzasam mikva tar kulam. I don't know what this means. Let's read it over here. Lotuma Gaguma Mashkim Telushim Hain. They consider to be the separate, we can see the Hain, the Nagatan, the Tachtan, Velian Tar. Chaino Elioin, That's what the Rebbe said in the Kahati. We don't combine. Okay, it's all it says. And Eshbon is a deep place. It's a deep makam where water is collected. It's all we have. It's the only thing we can work with over here. Let's see, any explanation? Any Ikum Mefarshim? Sorry, Mishnah Tess. Ikum Mefarshim? No Mefarshim. It's supposed to be so simple. The only thing is I don't understand exactly what the Metzias says, but we have no one explains anything more than this. We have to look at the art scroll. They have the article. They have. Hopefully, they have. Okay. So let's close the Mishnah at a time. Makel shimalei mashkin. Quickly. We don't want to go tomorrow to the next parak. A makel shimalei mashkin. To man. A makel. Here's a stick.
Right.
Look. You see, it's wet on top. This water. Makel shimalei mashkin. To man. All the water was tummy. I dipped into the mikvah. The question is, when I dip in the mikvah, there's a part of the water that's above on this part, that's in the mikvah, it's shutar. Is this water going to become tar or not? Mashkin, malkashim leit mashkin, tumein kevin, shehishika ala mikvah, tahara. According to Dira Yeshua holds that katafres is tahar. He holds that the liquid on top also becomes tar. That's Dira Yeshua. Chacham Chacham say, no, actually, let's call it day two. They don't katafres, not only that's the entire thing. Hamay mashal amakal nikvah katafres. Okay, so we have two bodies of water. A body of water here, a body of water over here. And it's flowing downward. And the tummy touches the lower water. Does the tumor spread upward? Absolutely not.
Only downward.
Does not spread upwards.
Gravity.
So, kanitzak, we are katafres. Katafres in this case. There's water flowing downwards. The tummy touches the lower surface. Does the tumor spread upwards? No. Vakatafris, Umashka Tefech, I have two bodies of water, body A, body B. In between this Mashka Tefech, I touch the Mashka Tefech, the tumor spread from the Mashka Tefech to body A, body B. No. Three different examples of where the water, the tumor does not spread.
Correct.
The tumor is contained.
Correct.
The tumor is contained. Hanitzak, Vakatafris, Umashka Tefech, Einan Chibur, Loi Lutumah. And guess what? Lulutara. If I have two mikvahs, a lower mikvah, a big upper mikvah, each one does not have the requisite shiur. We want to combine the two bodies of water together to make up the shiur through a free flowing collection of water, or through a midrine, or through mashkut fayach. This type of connection will not combine the two different bodies of water to make up the minimum shiur of a mikvah, 40 saw. It's not lala tahara. However, but let's say we have a pit, a mokim amuk. That's all I know about this. A makim amuk shenikvu b'mayim, a very deep place in the cavity of the ground where water is collected. So this is chibur la tuma ve la tahara. This makim part becomes tummy, everything becomes tummy.
Where's it being mechubet to?
It's mechubet either to a makim, a source of tuma or a source of tahara. I have a deep pit in the ground, a very deep pit in the ground, which is a collection of water, and there's a chibur. There is some type of pipe, some type of connection which connects this body of water to a source of tuma. Everything in the Ashbarim becomes Tameh. If it's connected to Makam of Tahara, all of it becomes Tar. That's all I know. Everyone says the same exact words. Ashbarim, Makam, Amok, Shalik, Lubamayim, Tulfubutam, Tahara, Emnitmu, Kitsasam, Nitmu, Kulam, Vachin, Emnitmu, Shabutasam, Mehem, Lamakva, Vitaru, Taru, Kulam. Okay, we finish Parakas. Okay, Em Yirtza Hashem, Tamar, Mishotor, Maslachas, we'll begin Parakas, Tumor, Parakim, and then.
We have to stop now.
It's already after this man. Tomorrow we have two more parochim. Maybe you can come early tomorrow. We can do both parochim.